Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a believer, I'm not gonna stop now. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm an achiever, you can find me on the star. I was put here to go far. I am a leader, you should come and follow me. I can lead you to your brightest dream. I am a dreamer, a dreamer. I am a dreamer, a dreamer, a dreamer.
I say first up, I'm trying to stack my money tall like y'all mean it. Like M.L. King for the second generation, college for education, graduated from school, fireworks for celebration. The only rule for life is hard work and dedication. Your kids can make your own business for communication. Violence is a good way to get your own probation. Then if you prevent that, then money is in the making. I'm not faking and never mistaken. People trying to build communities by fixing them banks. This little bubble and this thinking, I'm trying to make it a better place. But you can't do it when they all up in your face. All these you telling you was right, but it's I'm trying to put some good influence in these kids' zone. So when they come down to school, they in the right zone. They're setting their teachers down, they put their mamas on the phone.
I'm a believer, I'm not gonna stop now. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm an achiever, you can find me on the star. I was put here to go far. I am a leader, you should come and follow me. I can lead you to your brightest dream. I am a dreamer, a dreamer.
I'm here for a reason, and God put me on this earth. Kids, you gotta be smart. It ain't easy to achieve. I say knowledge is the key. Go to college and get a degree. After all the hard work, I'm sure your fans will agree. This ain't no Scooby-Doo, no need for a mystery. Problems I already solved, it's just hard for you to see. I'm a little bubba, and I'm just trying to show you integrity. I stand up and salute by leaving you legacy. It's kind of hard to do the right thing, especially when you pledge to be the one who acts like your family really is your enemy. Are you kidding me? It's dark to begin.
Reminding you that you are a dreamer, an achiever, a leader, a believer, that you can accomplish things. You can make it happen. And that's why today's show, the idea of looking at the criteria for setting and reaching goals is so critical and so very important. And this morning we're going to be talking about goal setting. I don't know if you ever watched hockey or not, but there was a goalie named Bernie Parent who was forced to retire in 1979. After a very severe eye injury, crippling eye injury. He was a goalie, very good goalie. But when that little black puck is flying at you and you really can't see it, you can no longer be the goalie on a professional hockey team. Bernie Parent retired in 1979, and because he had been in the sport for so long, the sport itself had given him certain guidelines and parameters from which he should operate his life, conduct his life. But when he was no longer in the sport, when he no longer had those boundaries, preset boundaries around him to guide him, he didn't have the structure to sustain a successful life. And his life began to drift, and he became an alcoholic. And for many years, he was involved in the struggle with alcoholism. So finally, began to get it together. By 35 years old, he started getting himself together, began to set some goals that were accomplishable, that were doable. He began to focus on working for the Flyers as a public relations officer, started taking classes and learning how to speak proper English, how to deliver his message. And he started picking up the pieces of his life, which ended up being the biggest save of his life. There's a popular story. I'm sure you've read the story before, Alice in Wonderland, or heard of the story. Alice meets a cat, a Cheshire cat. She asks the Cheshire cat for directions. "Would you please tell me which way I ought to go from here?" "That depends on good deal on where you want to go," says the cat. Alice replied, "I don't much care where." Then the cat said, "Then it doesn't matter which way you go. If you're trying to reach a goal, but you don't know what that goal is, you're trying to move, you're trying to go somewhere, but you don't know what that goal is, then it doesn't really matter what you do to get there. If you don't have any goals, you have no real direction. Can you imagine playing football and having the end zone, having no end zone defined for you, where you can run for the touchdown? When the ball is hiked, where do you run? What would happen if you shot a basketball and you just threw it in the air and hope that it went into a basket somewhere in the auditorium? You've got to have something clearly defined in your mind in order to achieve certain goals and objectives. And so it's important, especially when you're talking about something as important as your life, to set clear goals. So today we're going to spend just a few minutes looking at setting goals and goal setting, the purpose of setting goals. There are certain objectives that I would say you need to look at when you start thinking about setting a goal. Number one, it makes you an active agent in molding your life. Life is already filled with a great amount of change in a number of areas that you have no control over. But there are some things in your life that you do have a bit of control. And if you can accomplish great things, if you exercise the control over those things that you can have control over. But if you don't pay any attention to those things that are actually controllable, then you'll be like Alice, asking for directions to go somewhere, and she didn't really care which way she went. So when you ask someone, "Is this a good idea?" They don't know if it's a good idea. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. It doesn't matter what you're trying to accomplish. It doesn't matter what you do if you don't have a goal. If you don't have an objective, you can do anything. You can hang out on the street corner and drink 40 ounces of alcohol because you have no goal, except maybe that. And if that's the case, then you've achieved that goal. You can go to school and start college and every year change your major. So now you've been in college for 13 years and you're still a freshman in the program, a sophomore in the program that you began. 13 years may be a little bit extensive, but some of you might have laughed because you know people that I know back in the day that used to spend quite a bit of time in college. They were professional students. Setting goals enables you to be clear on what you want. Very little in life is really accomplished if you don't have specific goals. You need to set some goals. It prepares you for the inevitable changes that occur as you pass from decade to decade. As if you're blessed to live any amount of time, and you have decades that you can look back on, then those changes that happen in your life, marriage requires goal setting. Children require goal setting. Career changes as you go through those decades require goal setting. Retirement and so on. All those things require goal setting. Now, you don't have to set any goals. You can just live your life as a boat floating. I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, we were talking about success strategies, the super achievers. One of the areas was the first area you started out with was being a drifter, a pursuer, an achiever, and a super achiever. Drifters just are in the water, and whichever way the water carries the boat, that's the way their life goes. Don't want to be a drifter. It gives you Setting goals gives you a full perspective on your life. You can actually take a look at it, especially if you write them down. You can take a look at them and see where you're headed, what you're trying to accomplish, how you accomplished it, how successful you're being in what you're doing, when you might need to change your course of action, when you might need to change your goals. There's a time to change your goals. Things happen, and your goals will have to be changed. Here are four principles of goal setting. These are the four principles that if you follow these four things, I know for me, it changed my life. As a young man, I think I might have been in either early age of college, early years of college, or maybe even right after. I'm not sure which one. I can't imagine reading a particular book during college that I didn't have to read because I had enough to read while I was in school. But this might have been right after college. It was a book called Getting to the Top, How to Get to the Top and Stay There. And it really was about changing your life and writing your goals out and being assertive in who you are. What are the four principles of goal setting? Four principles. Number one, define your goals clearly. The failure to establish clear goals is one of the main obstacles to achievement and personal fulfillment. Your goals must be clear. They must be clear. A business goal for me is to generate $1 million to $10 million monthly in gross sales. That's the goal. That's doable. Pull up any business magazine and read about companies that make $100 to $120 million a year. That's doable. We're not talking about trying to travel to some distant planet with a home-built, homemade spaceship. That's not the goal. $1 to $10 million a month in gross sales. Now watch this. At just 50% success, that's generating $500,000 to $5 million monthly. At just 10% success, that's $100,000 to $1 million a month. At 1% success, you're talking about $10,000 to $100,000 a month. That means it could be 1%, with the goal that I said, I could be 1% successful and still generate over $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month is not a great amount of money. But some of you sitting there listening to me, it would make a major difference in your life for you to earn $120,000 annually. And that's with the goal that I set, the strategy I put in place, I can be 1% successful and still make $10,000 a month, which I could live on decently. Define your goals clearly. What is it that you want to accomplish? Number two, put your goals in writing. If it's not written, if your goal is not written, and if it's not on paper, it's not really a goal, it is a wish. It's a wish. Write your goals down, plan to reach them. Every year, and this is November, this is the season for me, I go back over the thing I just told you, how to get to the top and stay there. There are eight areas that I look at in my life, and I review the goals that I wrote for last year in eight areas. In the area of business, I wrote six objectives. 3 to 6 objectives for myself that I want to accomplish in 2012 by December 31st. I will be reviewing those things this month and writing new ones for 2013 next month. I have 3 to 6 objectives in the area of family. In the area of family that I will review and then write new goals for next year. Well, what kind of goals do you need for family? But you might not be the person who remembers to say how much you love someone every day. That could become a goal because one day you look up, that person won't be there. That person may not be there. So you may want to recognize individuals in your life, in your family, and make sure that they know that you appreciate them, who they are. Your family goals might be to have another child this year or to get rid of one, send them off to college. It's a family goal with getting this child is leaving the house. He's getting out of the nest. He's flying on. Eight areas, business, family, finance, career, education, personal goals, recreation. Do you need a recreation goal? You probably do if you're always working. You probably do if you feel guilty when you're doing something fun because you're a workaholic. I love playing computer games. That's one of my recreational goals. I love playing basketball, recreational goal. So when I'm doing and engaging in any one of those within a certain amount of time, then that's perfectly legitimate for what I'm for my life. It's a goal. stay healthy. Number three, record baseline data. Where are you today and where do you want to be? I said I want to make $1 million a month. How much money am I making today? What am I making monthly right now? That's the start. And so if I'm making $200 a month right now and I want to make $1 million a month at some point in the future, then I know how much I have to do to reach my goal. But I've set my baseline. Now, if I make $200 this month and $400 next month, am I on a good pace? Well, technically, yes, because you just doubled your revenues to $400. The next month it'll be $8, the next month it'll be $16, and so forth. You're on a relatively okay pace. It will take roughly, I think, about 14 months or 16 months to reach, $1 million. But at least you know where you are. You've set a baseline. What did you accomplish today? I mean, where are you at today in your productivity? Where do you want to be? And number four is breaking your goals into sub-goals, trying to make the transition from present performance to a desired goal. What are the sub-goals? I mentioned to you that I had 8 areas in my life that I targeted. One of those areas was personal. That's the area where I said I want to buy 3 new suits this year, 4 new suits, I think it was. I wanted to buy 2 new pair of shoes. Put those on. Those are goals. It may not seem like anything, a big deal, but it's something that you plan to do. So when you find yourself in a store somewhere, or you just happen to see a sale, you already know in your mind that you're planning to buy suits. You already set a budget for it. Go in and take advantage of that sale. Purchase the suits. It will inform your day. Your goals tell you where you want to be, what you should be doing. It helps you to understand the yeses and the nos that you need to make during the day. It gives you guidance. Tells you which people you need to be around and which ones you need to avoid. Goals are extremely important. Extremely important. And you need to know why you're setting your goals. Boy, I'm having a little problem here with my throat. You need to know why, what you're trying to accomplish, the rationale. So number one, define your goals clearly. Number two, put your goals in writing. Number three, record the baseline data. Number four, break the goals into sub-goals so you know where you need to be on day one, day two, day three, day four. Dr. Leonard Ross is a chairman of the anatomy department of the Medical College in Pennsylvania. He heads a scientific team armed with a multi-million-dollar grant to study the human brain. Talking about his research in a recent interview, Ross says, breakthroughs in our research are neither startling nor recognized when they take place. Usually you don't know until later, maybe years later. How does a scientist come to grips with such long-range problems? Ross explains, what I try to do is to take a big field and break it up into many small questions. Then I might say to myself, what small question am I going to ask today? That's the way we get our satisfaction. We stick to big questions all the way back in our heads, and we look at the little questions. The big question stays in the back of our mind, and we look at the small questions. Those small tasks that you need to do every day. Boy, I'm sorry. Those small tasks that you do every day will lead you to the goal at the end of the rainbow. We developed a program called Legacy Leaders Academy. Why? Because your legacy is what you do every day. It is not what you want to do. It's what you do. What are you doing to foster the legacy that you desire for yourself on today? If you don't have written goals, take time today and write down 3 things that you want to accomplish before this year is over. That gives you a whole year. It gives you a whole month of November and December. 2 months. I just dated this tape. But it gives you 2 months. Write down 3 things that you want to accomplish in 30 days. Let's do it like that. That's better for our listeners. Write down those three things. At the end of your 30 days, come back and look and see where you are. In fact, let me help you out even more, because some of you may not, if you're not writing goals down 30 days, it's probably too long. What are the three things that you want to get done by the end of the week? Three things that you really need to do by the end of the week. It might be call grandma. It might be write a letter. It might be mail a letter. It might be cook a meal for someone. It could be anything. Just write down three things so you can get the experience of accomplishing a written goal and see how much fun it is, how the great joy of writing those goals down and checking them off as you accomplish them. And realize that those are the stepping stones leading you to the bigger goal down the road. So if you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, you want to graduate from college, you want to get married, you want to have children, whatever it is, write those goals down and begin to work on them today. Work on them today. So that they will take you where you want to be on tomorrow. I think I need to review one more time what Alice said to the Cheshire Cat as she was walking along in the story as it's told in Alice in Wonderland. Alice asked the Cheshire Cat for directions. Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? That depends on a good deal on where you want to get to, says the cat. I don't really care, says Alice. Then it doesn't matter which way you go, says the cat. If you don't care where you're headed on this day, then it doesn't matter what you do. You'll be like Alice, wandering around in Wonderland. If you'd like to take a quiz on your goals, there's a 12-question quiz that we're making available to you. If you send us an email, ask for the quiz on goal setting, at info@youthbusinesscouncil.com. info@youthbusinesscouncil.com. Take the free quiz. See where you stand on your goals. See how well you're doing. You guys, you have a great day. We've just spent a few minutes with you on this day reminding you about your goals. Hopefully we've encouraged you to at least think about it. And on this day, as soon as possible, write down three goals. If you're driving right now in a car, don't wait until you write them down. Let me challenge you to state them verbally. Say them to a passenger. Tell a passenger in the car three things that you want to get accomplished. If there's no passenger in the car, say it to yourself. Verbalize it. You need to hear yourself talking to yourself about what you want to accomplish. Don't be like Alice, not caring where you want to go. That's an aimless, misdirected life. It's an accident just waiting to happen. You're on the road right now. Can you imagine if everyone just decided to go whichever way they wanted to go? How would you ever be able to get anywhere? The reason why if you're on the freeway, the reason why you can get to the next exit is because everyone's going in that direction. And it's not important that you go which way everybody else is going. It's important that you have a goal and you begin going the way that you want to go. So all of your goals, all of your objectives become like those cars on the road. They're all headed in the same direction. They're not bumping into one another like bumper cars. You will never achieve significant goals without writing them down, focusing on them, and then spending the time being committed to reaching those goals. If you don't care, I just want you to have a great day as you wander around in Wonderland. My name is Earl Jones. This has been the Hit Radio Show. We want to thank you for tuning in. You can find the show at hitradioshow.com or houstonistalking.com. You can call in at 949-270-5954. We broadcast every Monday through Thursday. Roughly around 7:30 right now is what time we've been broadcast. 7 o'clock, excuse me. We've been broadcasting, and we're usually about a one-hour show. We're going to make a change in some of our delivery, our format, in the very, very near future. So we want you to stay tuned to hitradioshow.com or houstonistalking.com. If you're interested in business, you need to tune into letstalkbusinessradioshow.com. Letstalkbusinessradioshow.com. And you all have a great day. Go out and make a difference.